Civilization was located in...
This 10th grader, born in Haiti, is practicing reading at Godby High School in Tallahassee. He's most comfortable with Haitian Creole, not English. His teacher, Althea Vallée, has students of various nationalities trying to master the language.
It's a challenge. There's a lot of gesturing and you know, sometimes I feel like I'm on stage and sometimes I have to be on stage to make myself understood.
Vallée is the ESOL coordinator for Leon County Schools. ESOL stands for English for Speakers of Other Languages. Vallée's developmental language class is offered as an elective for students who want the extra help, like Anas Al-Humiri. He's from Yemen, and his native language is Arabic.
When I first came to school, learning English.
After 5 years of studying the language, he says it's still a struggle.
First of all, the words are the main things that get me down, and the time. Me trying to understand the sentence and what is the article or text actually means.
Imagine sitting in a math or science class trying to learn the lesson but not understanding English. That's the situation for many of Florida's ELLs. Vallée says most of them need 3 to 5 years of language instruction before they can be proficient on standardized assessments.
After 2 years, it's difficult to say that students will actually achieve this level. So after 1 year, we can say they definitely won't achieve this level.
Like most states, Florida operates under a waiver from the U.S. Department of Education. The waiver allows the state to use its own grading and accountability rules instead of adhering to federal guidelines under the No Child Left Behind Act. But now Florida is being told that the test scores of ELLs should count toward a school's overall grade and teacher evaluations after just 1 year of instruction. School grades determine which schools get bonus money and which ones could be shut down. Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says 72,000 public school students in Miami-Dade are learning English.
To recognize that after one single year of English language instruction, a child who does not speak English would be ready to sit for an exam and demonstrate equal proficiency to one who was born in a community that spoke English is not only irrational, it is unfair and unreasonable.
Carvalho says aggressive federal policies are hurting children and schools.
Here's what we have discovered. If you provide an additional year of language instruction, those children in Miami-Dade get to demonstrate 28% increased proficiency after an additional year. That is significant.
In early September, Governor Rick Scott sent a letter to U.S. Education Secretary Arne Duncan, giving him 30 days to reverse his decision. Duncan says the progress of ELLs needs to be measured so teachers can help them improve. But ELLs are already assessed to ensure that students and schools are making adequate yearly progress. The difference is that their test scores don't impact school grades right away.
Intelligent.
About 10% of Florida's public school students are ELLs. Teacher Althea Vallée says testing them, trying to figure out how much they know, is tough already.
If this is to help the students to acquire English faster or to make teachers accountable, I just don't see how. I think it's counterproductive.
In an email, Florida Education Commissioner Pam Stewart told us the federal government has placed a grossly unfair burden on Florida's students, and the state will take legal action against the U.S. Department of Education. With State Impact Florida, I'm Gina Jordan in Tallahassee.